Hello, and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Bell of the Succubus. This mythical erotic experience will be one of exotic pleasures. So make sure you're going to be able to go undisturbed. All phones off. Room as dark as you can get it. And lay back. Get nice and comfy. I want you to look at the ceiling. Focus on a spot on the ceiling. And as you focus on the spot, don't let your eyes wander. Try not to blink. It's okay if you blink. Just try not to. Now begin counting slowly backward from 100. You won't make it to 1. It's not the point. Just slowly count backward from 100. Mentally to yourself, not out loud. And keep on counting, slowly and rhythmically, counting until you hear me tell you to stop. The trick will be to try not to listen to me. You'll still hear everything I say. Just try not to listen. Stick to your counting. As you focus on the spot, as you let yourself go, as you breathe quietly and relax. While you're breathing quietly in and out, you can feel your eyelids becoming very, very heavy. Your eyes growing more and more tired. Your eyes may begin to feel a little watery. The spot you're focusing on may begin to look a little blurred. Already your eyelids are beginning to feel very, very heavy and tired. And if they haven't already, they want to blink. So go ahead. Let them blink. Don't try to stop them. Each and every blink will become slower and bigger. And with each and every blink, your eyes will become more and more tired. Your eyelids heavier and heavier. So very, very heavy. They feel like they're wanting to close. And the moment they want to close, just let them. Just let them close entirely on their own. Tighter and tighter. Deeper and deeper, as you relax completely, as you give yourself up completely, giving in and surrendering to the moment, to this pleasant, relaxed, and very drowsy feeling. So deeply, deeply relaxed. You can stop counting now. The sound of my voice is always safe, always soothing. And with each and every word I speak, you find yourself relaxing more comfortably, going down more deeply sinking ever deeper and deeper down into the surface beneath you. Using your mind's eye now, I want you to see a large blackboard, the kind from your childhood with chalk. I want you to see all kinds of writing on it, numbers and letters and words. What you're seeing right now is your memories and thoughts. It is your conscious mind that exists within the writing. It is the cluttered, muddled mess of life. And we're going to wipe it all away. We're going to clean your mind. We're going to allow you to see, feel, and experience much more intensely. Everything you see will bring you pleasure. Everything you will feel much more intensely, much more pleasurably. At the bottom of the board, I want you to see an eraser. Extend your hand. Wrap your fingers very gently around the grainy softness. Press the eraser to the board and begin to wipe the board clean, back and forth, back and forth, wiping away the cluttered, muddled mess of life. Each wipe of the hand takes you deeper and deeper into a hypnotic, peaceful state, a state of hypnotic bliss. And as you erase the board, as you cleanse your mind, you're going to see a very familiar sight beneath the clutter. You're going to see a place of rest. You're going to see your bedroom. The bed. The walls. The windows. A familiar, safe, and comfortable place. As you see this place, this space, it is much more soothing than you've ever known it to be. It is much more peaceful than you've ever known it to be. Your bedroom beckons you. The dark sky of the room, just bright enough to see. I want you to walk into your room. Go lay down in the familiar, comfortable bed. Feel the softness beneath you. This is your place where you are safe. Safe from all the world. Here is where you can rest and let go. And you do. Here you let go all that is the world as you nestle in to your room, much more soothing, calm, and peaceful than ever before. The window in your room slightly open. A big moon, a clear sky, and a gentle breeze. The wind whispers as it flows through your open window. and on the wind is the faint, soft sound of a bell in the distance, like the ringing of a church bell, comforting, soothing, peaceful. The bell in the distance begins to ring just a little louder. You want to look, but you try to move and can't. Are you just that tired? Are you dreaming? Your body is frozen, but you're able to see. You are able to look around the moonlit room you know so well, and everything is in its place. Everything is safe. The bell in the distance is stopped, and you give in to the silence. Give in to the stillness of your body. You cannot move, and it doesn't matter, because all is well. But the quiet is more quiet than any quiet you have ever heard before. And the air feels as though the flow has stopped moving completely. And the sound you hear next sends a chill up your back, but still, you are completely paralyzed. You've heard about this before, this night paralysis, but up until now you've never been quite sure what it meant. You can see, you can hear, you can feel. You cannot move. Inexplicably, you are completely paralyzed. But you can feel something in the room with you. You can feel it close to you, like an electricity, a presence. And then, aware while your body has shut down, you can feel an invisible weight sit on your chest. You can feel the weight as though there were something holding you down. You begin to feel anxiety. You begin to sweat. You try to struggle, but it's no use. You can't move. You know you can't move. And just as you grow to the verge of panic, a form begins to materialize. Just inches from your face, you can see a form starting to take shape. You can see a female face. You can't see it clearly, but you see big, beautiful doe eyes, gazing softly into your eyes. Something so soft and so disarming. You can feel the panic, the anxiety, softly subsiding. And she coos, ever so softly, sounding almost animal-like. You can feel her body weight as she lays ever so gently atop of you. She stirs and adjusts her body to your body. This magnificent, mesmerizing creature of seduction is trying to get comfortable, but can't. She moves so she can stand. And you get your first glimpse of this erotic creature in all her stunning glory. This enchantress of the night is perfection from head to toe. Her shapely silhouette highlighted by the moon behind her. The hourglass form, the flowing gown. You can make out the edges, but her face, her body, shadowed as the moon is behind her. The only thing you can really see are those beautiful cat-like glowing eyes cutting through the darkness. And you know in that moment she is not of this world. And yet you can't help how you feel. Such raw beauty. And you can feel the energy in the room. Feel her vibration. And your body is responding. Responding even against your very own will. For you are looking at the daughter of sin in human form. And your body is surrendering to her. To the lust and wanton pleasure pouring from her. Without moving an inch, the covers that lay across your tingling body begin to slowly slide down, down, exposing you to the goddess of the night. And as the sheets slide deeper and deeper down, your cock begins to grow up. Excitement growing, lust and longing growing, more and more intense, as does the glowing of her bright, beautiful eyes. Or is it that she's getting closer? The glowing, growing stronger. It doesn't matter. You want her. You need to feel her. You need to feel her touch, to feel her weight upon you once again. You want to beg her. But the only thing that can slide through your lips is the light moaning. As though she can read your mind, she reaches her fingers out. She touches you with a playful malice, tracing her fingers ever so slowly down from your chest all the way down to your belly button, and then down slowly. Tracing the curves of your body. As she reaches down between your legs and begins to lightly stroke the newly grown appendage between your legs, the movement of her hand beyond your control. And as she hears the uncontained pleasure slipping from between your lips, she climbs slowly on top of you, savoring her unclaimed but certain victory over your body. For you are captive to her unearthly desires, to her need. You want more. feeling the weight of her body atop of yours, to feel her hands clutching you, squeezing you as she leans in and whispers ever so softly in your ear. The bell. When you hear the bell, you will know I am near. The bell is for me, and you won't be able to hide your excitement from me. Still unable to see exactly what the creature looks like, her voice enchanting, the sense of intoxication comes from her presence, not from her words or her looks, but just feeling her presence. And you feel the room beginning to spin as you go deeper and deeper into your submission. Whether it's willing or not, deeper and deeper into your paralysis. All except the parts the succubus wants to use. She moves slowly down, positioning herself behind what is now a throbbing member between your legs. You are forced to watch as you cannot turn away. Forced to watch what fades between talons and fingers, tracing the seam of your balls. You can feel her cupping your balls as though she were sizing you up, as though she were going to use you as a meal. Her wicked eyes stare through the darkness, cutting through like lasers. You can't look away. Fear and arousal becoming one here and now in this moment. You can't look away. As she plays with your balls like a child with a toy, watching you for every reaction. The sharp nails that travel the distance from cheek to shaft, back and forth, teasing or taunting. You can't tell, but you can feel those balls growing full. You can hear a wicked throaty chuckle as she feels your body react. You want to stop it. You don't want to stop it. So good, so frightening, so wonderful. You feel yourself sinking ever deeper into the submission that she demands from you. And you can't help but want to give it to her, as though some dark spell had been cast upon you. As though you were in some dark, foggy nightmare. Or is it a dream? It doesn't matter anymore. You can feel those long talons sliding down the sides of your inner thighs. And all you can think is you want her to touch you. You want to beg her to bring her hands to your shaft. You want to feel the grasp of the succubus firmly holding you. The teasing, or is it a taunting, of your flesh. You can smell her, but you want to feel her. You want her to take total and complete control, and you want it now. You want to move, but can't. You want to beg, but can't. The inability to move, becoming maddening. She firmly grasps your aching cock with her cold, long fingers, squeezing you as she watches ever so intently your reactions. Again, as though she could read your thoughts, your emotions, she squeezes you a little harder. Her intention is clear. She intends to milk you. But why? Do you care? You don't care. You surrender to the succubus, and you can feel her as she begins to squeeze you harder, milking you faster. And then from nowhere you can hear drums beating in an ancient rhythm, as though they were a part of her. Is it your pulse? Is it your heart beating or her heart beating? It's as though they follow her, a part of her. The flow of energy in the room begins to take over as she continues the milking. Milking of your cock, milking of your energy, your paralysis growing deeper. Your energy feeding her energy. The energy in the room growing, pulsing. You feel as though you're being carried away on a moment, as though you were caught in a tide. A flow of energy. A great river of which you have no control, your balls swelling and growing, the pressure building as the tightness of your shaft begins to thicken. Her surreal glowing eyes, her menacing wicked smile as she looks up to the sky as though to shout to the heavens, but instead her long forked tongue endlessly extends, flicking in the moonlight. Dark, sheer wings unfold from her body, expanding as though to pull in even more of the current of lustful energy in the room. You feel your body beginning to heave. You feel it beginning to spasm. The succubus laughs as she takes yet another mortal's life juices, her squeezing, escalating into full-handed, thrusted pumps. You know what she wants from you, and you don't care why. There's no holding back. You can feel the pressure building. You cannot escape the otherworldly grip of the succubus. You cannot resist her or her will. And now, in the distance, you can hear the bell. The bell of the succubus, and you can hold it no more as the succubus focuses her glowing gaze upon you and her voice commands you to come. Come. There's no resisting. Come and begin gushing the warmth into the succubus's tight grip. Wave after wave of calm, wave after wave of total surrender, as you give the succubus what she seems so eager to have come here for, and you have no ability to stop or fight. She is draining you. And as though she had cast a dark spell, even if you could stop, you wouldn't want to. And if she gets what she wants, she may come back. She has told you how to listen for her, and now you will long for the bell. You will long for the milking, the draining, triggered by the bell of the succubus. At night when you lie in bed, and all is calm and peaceful, you will listen for the bell of the succubus. As she pulls away from you, licking her hand clean, watching you contentedly, you lay there shell-shocked as the succubus backs away slowly toward the open window, toward the night. And with a quick flutter of her dark wings, she disappears into the night, and the bell fades, as does the succubus's image. Completely spent, you are left wondering if she will in fact return. What did she want with you, this mystical creature? Of course, you know in the very core of your existence that it doesn't even matter. You will eagerly await her return. You will always listen for the bell. But for now, you let the room go quiet as you drift lazily down, sinking into the soft comfort of the bed beneath you. Everything unimportant as you let go, as you surrender to the nothingness, lazily drifting, peacefully drifting as the darkness flows into the room, as the darkness swallows the memory. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, at which time you're going to drift out of this hypnotic state. You will drift either to a relaxed state of consciousness or a deep, sound sleep, whichever it is time for, whichever it is you need more. 1, drifting out of hypnotic state. 2, relaxed. 3, drifting. 4, peaceful. 5, drift to a deep sleep or awaken now.